Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
When He says that we are more than conquerors, that we're more than overcomers, we're going to have to believe God. We're not standing, we're not fighting this battle by ourselves.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Learn Who Your Enemy Is.
Speak the word.
In John 14, verse 27, a New King James Version, it says, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. He says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. You know, we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that as long as we're on this earth and until Jesus returns, you and I have an enemy, and his name is Satan, the deceiver. He's also known as the accuser of the brethren, meaning he complains. He goes every day. He complains against those that believe in God. All of us that believe in God, Satan is having a field day every day complaining to God about each and every one of us. And you think, well, how could he do that? There's millions and trillions of people, but he does. We think there's a lot, but everybody that says they're a Christian is not a Christian.
All right, that's it.
You know, he says you'll know them by their fruit.
All right.
And if they're not bearing good fruit, he's going to say, I don't know you.
That's right.
And I don't want to be one of those that he says, I don't know you. I want to be known as good and faithful servant.
Yes.
Not that. You know, so we want to be careful that we truly have given our heart to Jesus. And I know that we all mess up. We all fall short. And he knows that we're children. Children mess up. You know, but we love our children and we try to teach them better. And that's what staying in the Word does. It helps us. It teaches us better, to do better.
Yes.
And he says in Philippians 1:6, he says that he's doing a good work in you. He said from the very beginning, and that he's doing a good work in you and that he'll continue to do so until the day of Christ Jesus. So every day he's doing that good work in us. And so he's helping us to improve all the time.
Thank you.
So we really don't have an excuse. But it says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, it says, Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. Hallelujah. He has been cast down. And verse 11 says, And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. On declarations, it's very important that you start your day, end your day with declarations, you know, declaring what you're going to, you know, I declare today that I shall be blessed coming in, going out in the city and in the field. I declare today that no weapon formed against me this day shall prosper. And I declare today and thank you, Lord, that you've got your angels encamped around and about me, you know, and they're protecting me. They will lift me up in their hands lest I dash my foot against a stone. You know, and I thank you, Lord, that my seed shall be delivered. Some of my seed have not, and some will. But I have a promise. You have a promise. If you have children that have not received Christ, because he said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. As the righteous of God in Christ Jesus, I am. And if you are, then that promise is for you. He also tells us that blessed is the fruit of our womb.
Yes.
And so we just keep praying. We keep praying and ask the Lord to attract them to him and command Satan to take the blinders off of their eyes, because according to 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the god of this world,
yes,
and that he has put blinders on the non-believers so they can't see the truth. They can't see the truth. You know, we keep talking to them and we talk a language they don't understand. But we have to talk to them with a language that they do understand, and that's love. That God is love, and he's not looking to punish them. He's looking to love them. He wants them to be part of the family. We have to do that. And Satan also knows, like I said, is known as the god of this world, as it says right here in 2 Corinthians 4:4. Satan, who is the god of this world, that's a little g, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. He says they are unable to see the glorious light of the good news.
Yeah.
You know, we wonder why people do the things they do, and our world is so crazy. And these people are making these decisions that are so crazy, that is so far out there. And we wondered, how in the world can they do that? Well, we have to understand that the god of this world, Satan, has put blinders on them.
Right.
They don't see the truth like we do.
Yeah.
When we became Christians, the blinders came off.
That's right.
And we can see the glory of God. But they can't see the glory of God. And so we need to pray for them. The Bible tells us to pray for those that persecute you.
Yes.
Pray for your enemies. And these are enemies, you know, and so we have to be careful. They don't understand the message, like I said, about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God, because Satan has blinded their eyes. God's children need the fivefold ministry to teach them so they won't be deceived. They need all of the teachers. I'm a teacher. Don't apologize for being a teacher, because that's what God called me to do. Sometimes it turns into preaching, but it's a teacher. But he has teachers, he has pastors, he has evangelists, he has everything. He has everything covered. He's prophets, prophetess. He's got it all covered. But the church needs it all.
Amen.
He needs all these gifts.
Amen.
The church also needs all the gifts that he's given you too. He didn't only just give the fivefold ministry gifts.
That's right.
He gave the whole church gifts.
Right.
He said he's given you every gift.
Yeah.
The Bible says every gift, I think in John, pertaining to life and godliness. So he's given you everything. But the good news is that Jesus said he saw Satan fall like lightning. I like that. I like that. In Luke 10:18, it says, yes, Jesus told his disciples, he said, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. In verse 19, he says, and behold, he said, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, he says, will injure you. And let me read this same scripture to you from the Easy Read version, okay? It says in verse 17, it says, when the 72 followers came back from their trip, they were very happy. They said, Lord, even the demons obeyed us when we used your name. Think about that. Jesus saw Satan fall, he said, like lightning. And in verse 19, and the other said, Jesus said, he is the enemy. But you know, I want you to listen to this. You might want to write some of these down. Jesus said, he is the enemy, but know that I have given you more power than he has. I'll say that again. He is the enemy, but know that I have given you more power than he has. I have given you the power to crush his snakes and scorpions under your feet. And nothing, and I capitalized that, nothing, he says, will hurt you. He said, even the spirits obey you.
Yes, Lord.
And you can be happy, he said.
Yes.
Not because you have this power. You don't want to be happy because you have this power. He says, but you want to be happy. He said, you're happy because your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Got your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise the Lord. And according to Colossians 1:13, it says here that he has rescued you from the domain of darkness and transferred you into the kingdom of his dear Son. Praise the Lord. I think that is some shouting news. I like that. I repeat that verse a lot, so I know some of them by heart and some I don't. But I just thank God that I've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness, out of the pit of hell, into the kingdom of his dear son. You know, my point is, yes, there is a thief. There's a liar and a deceiver out there looking to destroy you. And as I said before, as long as we're here on this earth and until Jesus returns, you and I are going to have an enemy. He is going to be here until Jesus comes to get us. Some of us here sitting here today will be here when Jesus comes. Could be. Could be. I don't know that. But could very well be, because he says he doesn't know, you know, he doesn't know when he's coming. Only God knows. He said, but he's coming like a thief in the night. And he's coming like in a blink of an eye. So he could come while you're in church. He could come while you're working or sleeping at night. But there's some that's going to be left behind. I don't want to be one of those. You know, I've seen some movies on that. It's scary enough just watching it. when these people get left behind, you know, they take the body and all the clothes are laying there. Everybody's wondering where they go, you know. They just disappear out of the airplanes, you know, crashes and the cars crash, you know, and they're gone. You wake up and your partner's gone. I don't think, I know I'm not going to have that problem. If I happen to be here when Jesus comes, my partner's going with me. It says here, as I said before, that as long as we're on this earth, and until Jesus returns, we're going to have an enemy. An enemy that is angry. The Bible says he's angry because he knows he is short on time. It tells you that in Revelation 12:12. And in verse 12 in the English Easy Read Version said, "So rejoice, you heavens, and all who live there." He said, "But it will be terrible for the earth and sea." He said, "Because the devil has gone down to you, and he is filled with anger. He knows he doesn't have much time." So he's filled with anger. But the good news is we have authority over our enemy.
Thank you, Lord.
We have authority over our enemy. We just need to read Luke 10:19. And we also have the favor of God. And in Psalms 44:3 in the God Word translation says, "It was not with their swords that took possession of the land. They did not gain victory with their own strength. It was your right hand," talking about God, "your right hand, your arm, and the light of your presence that did it, because you were pleased with them." This was David talking to the Lord about how he had crushed the enemies of his ancestors. And David said in verse 5, he said, "Only by your power can we push back our enemies. Only in your name can we trample our foes." David said, "I do not trust in my bow. I do not count on my sword," he said, "to save me." He never has. And brothers and sisters, and neither can you trust in your abilities either. You can't trust in your own strength and your own power. You cannot do it on your own. We weren't meant to do it on our own. And I hope you're hearing me. But the Lord has given you a weapon like no other. His word is your sword. His word is your sword. And the name of Jesus, it tells us that in Ephesians 6:17, that is all the weapon that you need. It says that I have a sword that I carry with me sometime that my husband has gone home to be with the Lord, I guess maybe 20-some years now, 23 years ago. But the Lord, 7 years later, the Lord blessed me with another mate. So God is good. God is good. You know, it's like I was saying before, you need someone. He brought someone to run the race with me. He had plans for me. He's got plans for you too. He says so in Jeremiah 23:19. He said, "I know the plans for you." He says, "And they're to do you good and not evil, but to give you hope for a good end." Or in some translation says, "An expected end." You know, so he's going to bring you somebody to help you run the race. He'll bring somebody to help you have a prayer partner. You don't have to run this race by yourself, and you don't want to. I mean, he's dangerous. He's dangerous. But you're more dangerous. You're more dangerous. The Bible says that he just said you had more power. You have power and authority. And Satan has power, but he has no authority. You know, he doesn't have any legal rights either. Okay? And so we have to keep in mind that when he's bringing stuff on us, that he's illegally trespassing. And you can command him to cease and desist. And to cease and desist, what that means, you know, it's associated with anything that illegally is attacking you that's illegal. And you command him to cease and desist. in all attempts to bring any kind of destruction against you. You know, if he's trying to bring sickness on you or poverty on you, you know, you can say, Satan, I command you to cease and desist right now in Jesus' name. You have no authority here. And I take authority over you and I command you to cease and desist right now in Jesus' name. So we have to use the authority that we've been given. And as the pastor was doing, we have to, the word is our sword. It's our tongue. As a matter of fact, Jesus says that in Revelations, that when he comes back, you know, his tongue and the blood will flow up to the horse's bridle when he comes back. That's a lot of blood. You know, we need to start thinking about some of these things. I know that I teach on a lot of these things and probably more and more. But like I said, Satan, he's angry because he's short of time. Then we have to know that we're short of time too.
That's right.
You know, and the Lord is counting on us. He is blessing us all the time. He's loving us, protecting us. And the least we can do, at least witness, be a witness to somebody, even if you don't even have to know the person, but you can be kind to them. That's a witness. The things that you say and do and the way your behavior lets people know where Jesus lives in you. I can tell when I'm against somebody that has a different spirit than me. And I can tell when somebody's with, you know, I'm with somebody that's got the same spirit. You know, because we have the Holy Spirit lives in us. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, that's why he lives here. And we know this. You know, I believe that Jesus is returning soon. And he wants me to let you know that he is here for you and that you're not alone, that he'll protect you just like God protected the Israelites in the desert. In Exodus 13, verse 21 through 22 in a New Living Bible, it tells you how the Lord went ahead of the Israelites, how he guided them during the day with a pillar of cloud, and how he provided light for them at night with a pillar of fire, so it would allow them to travel by day or by night. It was through this pillar of cloud and pillar of fire that God was reassuring his people that he was present and guiding them and providing for them. It was his reassurance. Saints, he's still fighting our battles for us today, and he's still providing for us. And we need not forget that. The Israelites did not see God directly, but they saw a form of his glory, which was shrouded by the cloud and the fire. A form of his glory was in that fire and in that cloud. In Nehemiah 9:19, it says, because of your great compassion, you did not abandon them in the wilderness. He said, by day, the pillar of cloud did not fail to guide them on their path, nor the pillar of fire by night to shine on the way they were to take. Saints, God will move heaven and earth for his children, for his elect. He will always be here for us. He really will move heaven and earth for you. And he will provide things for you. He's the same God. The Bible says he's the same God today as he was yesterday or 2,000 years ago. He says, I never change. In Malachi, he says, I change not. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So I know just even with Abraham, he provided a lamb in the bushes so he didn't have to do his son. But Abraham trusted God, but he didn't know how he was going to. He figured he must be going to raise him from the dead or something, because God had already promised him, you know, that he was going to be the father of many nations. And you can't do that without some descendants, you know, some children. But he did it. He followed the directions, and God knew he trusted him. He provided. You know, God has provided for me at times, whether it's financially or health or whatever, with my personal self or my family. Not long ago, my son was saying, well, he needed more work on this and that. He's a construction worker down in North Carolina, and he was visiting. And I said, I'm praying, and today before you get home, and prophesy, all prophesying is speaking God's word. Just speak God's word.
Amen.
And I said, before you get home today, and he's in North Carolina, you'll have more work. He got a phone call on the way home. And he got a big job.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So God listens to our prayers. He watches over us, our children. And I'm so thankful that I keep praying for my son and all my children, that He started going to church, and I pray that he'll continue to go, not only go to church, but I don't want him to only go to church. I want him to go and listen to the word, receive the word, yes. And I pray that that word that he hears will take root yes. in him yes, yes. and multiply. You know, because so many people can sit in the church, and I'm a witness to that, because I sat in the church for 20, 30 years and was not a Christian.
Come on.
You know, so you can sit there
yeah.
and do certain things and not know Jesus.
That's right. Sure.
You know, so, and there's so a lot of churches today that's like this everywhere. And so a lot of people say, well, they don't give altar calls or whatever because everybody's a Christian. No, not necessarily.
That's right.
I'm glad they didn't feel that way when I was...
Right.
That Sunday that I went to church in Hampton, I'm glad he didn't. I know in the past few weeks that I've been going through a trial myself, as I've said before. I've been doing battle, and just yesterday I felt like I had reached a point to where I have no, that, you know, that I have to have an answer. But you know how this is. When you feel like you can't take it anymore, you feel like you're at the end of your rope. Everybody feels that way sometimes. You feel like, you know, it could be something going on with your work or your family in finances, sickness, or whatever, and you just feel like you're at the end of your rope. I just can't take this anymore, God. I need an answer. I need some relief. I need some help. But in my prayer time, I prayed and I prayed, for I felt this heaviness on me that was weighing me down and consuming all my thoughts. You know, when you're being worried and concerned about things, it consumes you. It consumes your thoughts. It consumes everything. And to the point that I couldn't focus on my work and I couldn't seem to shake it. Sometimes we have things and we're just hard to shake it. It was even keeping me awake at night. There's so many nights that you lay awake and your brain is going crazy, you know, just over and over and over again. But I did recognize that it was an attack from the enemy trying to confuse me, trying to interfere with my work. He was trying to stop me. He's always trying to stop you. He's trying to interfere with you. And any time that the Lord is getting ready to do big things in your life and move you to different levels, he is always going to shoot some arrows your way. And if he can't get to you, he's going to do it to your family, or he'll do it to your friends. He'll do it something to get your focus off of God's work and get it over there so you can't focus and you can't concentrate. And it's not a good feeling. I've been there, and I'm sure that most of you in here at one time or another have experienced similar situations to where your mind is just so involved in what the enemy is throwing your way. And not only that, he's constantly on your shoulder speaking and putting those thoughts into your mind. But you can also do what the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:5 is to bring every thought into captivity that exalts itself against the true knowledge of God. And the way you bring a thought into captivity, when the enemy puts this thought in your head, is to say, when the devil says you can't do this, this is not going to happen, then you need to come out and say, well, I thank you, Lord, that according to your word, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be back in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297.
Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, friends. This is Pastor Joe. And today, I want to speak to your heart for just a moment. Every time you tune in to hear our Speak the Word radio broadcast, the Word of God is going forth and lives are being changed. And through this ministry, they're hearing that God loves them. That's what Speak the Word ministry is all about. And I want to thank you because you're a part of that mission. Your prayers, your encouragement, your support, it matters more than you know. But as we move forward, we feel a strong calling to expand this outreach, to reach more people like you, to broadcast on more radio stations, and provide helpful resources for those who desperately need to hear the truth of God's Word. So today, I want to invite you to take a step of faith with me and prayerfully consider supporting Speak the Word Ministry financially. Your gift will help us grow, reach more listeners. Friends, there are people all over the world that need to hear about Jesus. You can give today by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you for standing with us, and thank you for helping us reach the ones who need it the most. And remember, there's power in the spoken word of God, and may God continue to bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word.